This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. It's international quiz time, so we welcome back Stefan Richter, editor-in-chief of TheGlobalist.com. Good morning, Stefan.
Good morning, Mark. So I take it you're ready and fully equipped for today's Globalist quiz.
I am prepared.
So we're looking at the 15% of Americans below the poverty line. In a global perspective, are those Americans still better off than what percentage of the total world population? 22%, that's option A. B, are they better off than half the world population, even though they're considered very poor in the United States? C, two-thirds of the world population? Or D, the poorest Americans better off than 80% of the world population?
Okay, I would say they are better off than two-thirds of the rest of the world.
That is not quite correct. It's an educated guess, though. I will grant you that.
Okay.
If you're in the two-thirds poorest of the world, you make less than $2,800 a year if adjusted for purchasing power. Mm-hmm. The Americans are not at that level, so they're doing better. You're surmising. And that's really the interesting thing. You know, 15% in poverty in the United States means that they're still doing better in economic terms than 80% of the world population. That shows that it really depends on which society you grow up in, and we often forget how big the problem of poverty is altogether.
It is an interesting perspective. To what extent are people in the rest of the world, in the world at large, are they coming out of poverty? Are they entering poverty at a greater rate? How's that going?
Well, in a word, it's all about China. China has moved massive amounts of people out of poverty. It's even happened in sub-Saharan Africa. You know, the commodities boom has done real good there. Sub-Saharan African countries are growing by about 5% on average. Unless they really run by kleptocratic elites who are ruining their country, everybody else, for the time being, is doing much better than for a long time. And that's one thing to be grateful for, even though we can't count on Latin America, sub-Saharan Africa, and all of Asia continuing to roll out of poverty as dynamically as has happened recently, even though we need to very much hope for that.
Okay, thank you so much. Stefan Richter is editor-in-chief of TheGlobalist.com. That is an online international affairs magazine. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.